I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buddy, Nick Saban knew what he was doing, didn't he? He had to know what he was doing.
I don't think he did this time.
It's May.
I think he made a mistake. Go ahead.
There's nothing else on. The news cycle is wide open for this.
Yeah.
And he, I guess it's part of some, you know, Alabama event because he's sitting there next to one of the greatest coaches to ever do it, Nate Oates, according to you. And he got on the subject and the topic of NIL. In the discussion of NIL, he took aim. He took aim, did Nick Saban, at former assistant Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M. And, it has started, you know, this war of words that we'll get into here momentarily. But he's got this audience. And, you know, Nick Saban has been a champion of NIL. This is the same guy who, you know, touted Bryce Young's million-dollar deal
Correct.
A year ago, right?
Last year in front of a group of high school coaches.
And what did we do?
In Texas.
We all said, man, look at Nick Saban. He's adapting. He's adjusting.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. But now.
That was the story, yeah.
It ain't so fun when the rabbits got the gun. This is what Nick Saban had to say.
And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team. Made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
How about that? Will you listen to Nick Saban?
I mean, when you hear that, does that strike you as the same savvy Nick Saban we were talking about last year when he's touting the Bryce Young deal? Or
no.
Does it sound like a guy who's making an excuse and stepping into a hornet's nest? I think that I don't know if he knew what to the degree that he's stirring this thing up, John.
You don't think he knew that it was going to prompt this response? Because, by the way, people have been taking shots at A&M and Jimbo. I mean, Lane Kiffin said they're going to go into the luxury tax.
Mm-hmm. So you think he felt safe because others have done it as well?
I think he probably – I think he had to know he was going to get a response because Jimbo was his former assistant.
That's what I keep going back to. And Jimbo knows pretty much everything you've done.
Right.
So it's one thing when you're calling out someone on the outside that's never been on the inside with you. It's another thing when you're calling them out and they know your history because they've been on your damn staff. Hell, what are we talking about here? Remember those guys used to play basketball games together,
yeah, as
members of the staff? Him and a bunch of other guys that have been on those Alabama staffs with Nick Saban. And
yep.
So, I mean, what are we talking about here? When you shoot arrows,
yep,
at a guy that was inside your camp, be prepared for what comes back because that guy knows your history.
Yep.
And so that's why I go that, sure, he knew this was going to take off, I'm sure.
Yep.
But in terms of expecting what's going to come back and what Jimbo could say, I think he sold him short. I think he made a foolish move here.
Well, because as soon as Jimbo caught word of this, and by the way, you mentioned it, he didn't just take shots at Jimbo. He took a shot at Deion
as well. Said he paid $1 million for the 5-star they got.
Which he did, but,
they denied that since that story came out. He's going back to it now and going against the reports. Remember
right.
that. They've gone back and say he didn't get $1 million.
Yep.
Now, and you and I both know how some of those deals have gone.
Oh, no.
We've said $1 million up front, and then it doesn't piece up to that.
Yes.
But he said it in the face of
yes.
the denial of those reports.
So, first thing this morning, Jimbo, and I get
Deion called him a lie.
Jimbo was feeling like Will Smith. He's like, I am tired of people like, you know, taking shots at me, making me the butt of these jokes, and I am about to fight back. I'm about to bite back at these folks. And so he schedules this press conference, and it's a long clip, but it is the most explosive audio I have heard in a long time.
God knows you will.
From Jimbo Fisher at Nick Saban. Have a listen.
Night in Alabama?
Yes, I would. First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. That they're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families in Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right. But we're always going to be here. We're doing a heck of a job. These coaches have done a great job. Our players have done a great job. The whole organization of recruiting people. It's despicable that we got to sit here at this level of ball and say these things to defend the people of this organization, the kids, 17-year-old kids, and their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it's personal to us. Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. I know him really well. It's amazing. We're allowed to do those things. It's really despicable. And I hate it. For our players who are coming here, who did things the right way, have done things the right way, and will continue to do things the right way, I apologize to you, the people who insult you publicly the way they're doing it. And our fans, I apologize to you guys for people saying those things about Texas A&M. But promise you this, there are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about. I always said this. My dad always told me this. When people show you who they are, believe them. He's showing you who he is.
Questions? To the left, Olin.
A couple of things, Jimbo. First of all, have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. He's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to.
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when
to.
You got all the advantages?
Huh?
It's easy.
Woo! And I just wanted to just put it point blank. So. No players in your – you're saying that no players in
the
state –
There's no laws of anything we ever promised, done, anything that goes against the laws of the state of Texas, and it's insulting to say a 17-year-old and his family broke laws. No.
Yeah, so there you have it. That was – wow. That greatest ever, huh? When you have all the advantages, it's easy. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and try to act like I know whether or not Texas A&M is, quote-unquote, doing it the right way, you know? How the hell could we know? I mean, if we're betting on it, we're going to probably bet they're not because nobody is.
That's what I'm saying. How many of these guys have ever done it the quote unquote right way?
Right. And who decides what the right way is?
Now, Nick Saban said that his guy's got, what, $3 million right now in deals doing it the right way. I mean, so he got them and then they got their deals and his quotes, that's the right way. They weren't used as an inducement. Stop. Like I said, have you never paid a guy a dollar?
All
over your career.
Yes.
What this is teams adapting now to a new way, whether it's transfer portal, in this case NIL, it's teams adapting. And I'm gonna tell you what this boils down to. In that Birmingham room, there's a ton of boosters, right? And you're having to explain to those boosters why you're not number one anymore. And so what it is an excuse. And, yeah, you jump in, as you pointed out, John, with some others that have pointed and said, what Texas A&M do? All they're doing is taking advantage of the system.
Yep.
And all these guys in the end are just crying about kids, student-athletes now getting this money, and you got grown men crying about it.
No, they're the ones acting up.
Exactly.
It ain't the damn kids.
And Nick is now blaming NIL
right,
for why he's not number one anymore 100%. In recruiting.
I don't know if we can sustain
this. That is an excuse. That's a goat crying.
You got beat by Texas A&M, and you're trying to make it about something that it's not, you know?
Again, he was wielding the NIL – hey, Bryce has got a $1 million deal in front of high school coaches last year.
Bro.
Don't tell me that's not an inducement. Don't tell me that's not saying, come to Alabama and this is what you get.
No, you love NIL as long as you have the best NIL deal.
Exactly.
Deals.
And so it's in the end, and I feel like, John, what I'm trying to say is it was short-sighted of Nick to do this out of frustration, try and explain it to the boosters who pay part of your salary, quite frankly, why you're not number one. It's short-sighted to do it with a guy that knows so much when it comes to your history. And so, you know, what it'll result in, does it change anything? No. You know, Nick's going to continue to operate at the top of the food chain.
Yep.
And what he does here is basically tell him, too, in another breath, y'all better get your money up. Right, if you want to play this game,
oh,
if they're playing
well,
it and you want to join
that,
in,
yeah,
you better
right.
start contributing. So so that part of it, too.
Do y'all want to be behind Texas A&M every
year? I still
year?
Think it's short-sighted, though, to shoot at Jimbo like that because he knows your house.
Well, exactly.
He's been in your house.
And look how messy it's getting, right? Like, this is messy as hell. Like, that Jimbo Fisher feels like he's got to come out and defend his – because here's my thing. Everybody is playing this game. And this is, to me, this sort of highlights the peril that the NCAA is going to find itself in trying to – brand NIL as anything other than what it actually is.
Mm.
Every part of this is a recruiting inducement.
Always has been.
To me, just because a guy is on your roster doesn't mean that you don't still use NIL as a recruiting inducement. You're just using it, getting him to stay rather than to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same, right? Like if DeAndre Williams with Memphis gets an NIL deal to come back to Memphis,
right.
Guess what? That's a recruiting inducement.
Sure.
It is. Like whatever program, and that's fine.
You think you're getting Jalen Durant and Monty Bates if there's no NIL?
That was a recruiting inducement.
Again, not to point fingers, it's the game now.
Yes.
And again, this is Jimbo at Texas A&M.
Yes.
Unless you got – this is them taking advantage of the game now.
And by the way –
and being at the top of it.
And the game is fairer than it's ever been.
And that's
why Nick Saban has a problem with it.
It's usually, John, his perch.
100%.
It's usually him at the top of the hill controlling the game.
Yes.
He doesn't like being number two.
Wait a minute. I don't make the rules
guys
anymore?
Guys that pay his salary.
He likes the game as long as he makes the rules.
So –
but when
it reeks of that. That's why I say that part of it's short-sighted, because people could see right through that, you would even think.
Yeah, same with Jackson State, right? Like, why the idea that Nick Saban is sitting up here talking at all about Jackson State, it shows you that the playing field is more even than it's ever been in college sports, right?
Yeah, trying to explain why you didn't get that guy.
And the aristocrats,
Deion paid him $1 million,
have a massive problem with that.
Or Barstool, according to the reports.
Yeah, Barstool funded that.
Deion said he wouldn't pay the dude $1.5 million.
Yeah, which that's kind of funny when you put it that way. But look, you can't tell me that NIL has not made college sports better. Look at this. We'd have never gotten this. We'd have never gotten this exchange.
What I see is a bunch of old men crying. It's like, was it the Notre Dame coach, Mike Bray, that
yes.
was like, shut
Suck it up.
Up.
Yes.
Adapt.
Oh, Mike Krzyzewski was bitching, right? He's like, oh, I don't want to
hell
play
he bit
it.
So
I don't
much. He got on out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what you're seeing from a lot of these guys. I think they don't want to do that. They don't want to adapt.
Jay Wright, all respect.
When you've been at the top and you've owned it, right, but you see everything, you see the rivers and everything else changing beneath you,
yep.
right, the landscape changing. It's going to be a new game. Maybe the people coming up, you know, have a better shot at knocking you off that perch. Sometimes you want to pack up your bags and leave.
Yep.
Especially if if you're not ready to be challenged. In this case, I just think Nick Saban doesn't like being number two. So he's got to
absolutely.
Make excuses in front of those businessmen in Birmingham, a lot of who were Alabama boosters.
Well, this feels like it is going to just be the beginning between these two. And we'll see around college football, right, and college sports in general. But I think the NIL has – it's given the kids a chance to get paid, and, B, it has led to the adults acting like infants. And
look what it's done for HBCUs, real talk. Like, now they got a shot at some of these kids, not just Jackson State. Like, other HBCUs are getting players now that they could not get previously.
The Alabama head coach
Tennessee
is taking
State's
shots.
Up there. What's our guys – the Master P's kids got millions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tennessee State and Eddie George have cashed in on some of this stuff. So
yeah.
it's been great for the student athlete, and it's the grown folks that have controlled college football that are the ones crying about it. It hadn't been so good for, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right, because their positions are challenged.
Absolutely. But that was an explosive morning in College Station, and we'll see. You think Nick Saban responds to this?
I'm curious. I don't know. I guess if Jimbo never picks up that phone, right, what do you have to go back and say? Other than, well, I called him and tried to smooth it over. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think you
if you talk to him, maybe there's some movement there.
I think you have to leave this one
alone. But you're going
to
keep stabbing him?
Right. I think you have
again,
to
Because, again, what's going
to
come back? You know, he may be willing to reveal everything.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.